And welcome back to Steam Stadium, where Wisconsin Rapids has won the opening toss and has elected to receive. This is going to be a game to see which team can adjust to the missing pieces. As we've already told you, Everest will be without their starting quarterback, Nick Sierakowski. I see him on the sidelines. He's off his crutches. That's good news, but he is not suited up. He's in civilian clothes, no pads. And we've just received word before kickoff that Wisconsin Rapids is going to be without last week's leading rusher, in fact, the best rusher in the conference, running back Ryan Duxbury, apparently injured himself late in the Wausau East game. He ran for 254 yards and four touchdowns. We understand he will not play tonight. A big missing piece for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Evergreens in their home uniforms, green trimmed in yellow. Wisconsin Rapids in their all-white road uniforms with red numbers trimmed in red. As we're just about ready for kickoff to get the home opener underway at Steam Stadium. A perfect night for football. At kickoff, we're at 69 degrees, very light winds, and just a picture-perfect start to the Labor Day weekend. Kyle Kurtenbach will kick it off for the Evergreens. Back to return is Colton Kuhn, waiting for Wisconsin Rapids, along with Cody Kierdowski. Ball's on the tee. All right, let's light this candle. Ready for Friday night football, and we are underway. It's a short kick. Kuhn is up at the 15-yard line to take it. Cuts to the center. He's got a wedge, and he's got an opening. He breaks this through, and he's got one man to beat across the 40, 50. Big gain. He's going to be caught and ridden out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Wisconsin Rapids is going to start with a short field. A big return because there was a lot of room up the middle. The Wisconsin Rapids wedge opened up a lot of real estate. That's a 55-yard kickoff return to start the game. And Wisconsin Rapids starts at the DC Everest 30-yard line. All right, as we just said, Wisconsin Rapids will be working without one of their key pieces. We believe we'll see Logan Botcher taking many of the snaps as a replacement. Jason Wiernick is the starting quarterback. He's a junior for the Red Raiders. Again, Wisconsin Rapids runs that very tricky triple option, so teams have to have a special week of preparation. One receiver out to the wide side of the field near to us, and we've got a whistle before the snap. I believe we had someone lining up in the neutral zone, or we had some movement. Let's get an indication. Waiting now, and the Red Raiders are going to back up 5 yards. That's movement on their offensive line before the first play. So the first play from scrimmage will be back at the 35 instead of the 30.
Bringing up first and 15 from their Evergreen 35.
And quarterback Jason Wiernick is under center. He's a big kid, 6'2", listed 180 pounds. Again, single receiver to the wide side. Wiernick, the quarterback, keeps it up the middle, roped down underneath, and he's forward for a gain of about 4 yards. Got 3 yards, not quite all of the penalty yardage back, second and 12 on that quarterback keeper. You know, there are many more options available for an option team if you show that you can run the ball up the middle too, because it means the defense has to stay home. It opens up more opportunities on the corner for later in the game. So you kind of get the opening play call here. Here's second and 13. Handoff to the fullback. Met in the backfield and roped down. Defensive play for Rex Terrace, who disrupted the handoff and blew up that play for a loss of half a yard. Was Logan Botcher on the carry, and here comes a third and long. So the Evergreens defense will try and make something good happen after the kick defense gave up that big long return to start up the game. We are just underway, 10:49 first quarter, no score. And here comes a third and 13 for the Red Raiders. Everest has 7 in the box. Wiernick is under center. He's got a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. He's met in the backfield. Not able to pitch it back. Swarmed under. Stopped at the line of scrimmage and no gain. Maybe 4 down territory here because of the long return. Garrett Linz was near the bottom of that pile for the Evergreens. Jake Dickey was there as well. Nice gang tackling for DC Everest. I'm sorry, I take that back. That was Andy Cratwell. Cratwell was underneath for the Evergreens. And on fourth down, Wisconsin Rapids will go for it. It is fourth and 12. They need the 20-yard line. Again, one single wing to the near side. Fakes the handoff. Quarterback will keep. Fakes the option. Has some room. Spun out of bounds. Well short of the first down. Jason Wiernick was denied the pitch. Was able to gain 5 or 6 yards down to the 24-yard line, but he needed 7 more. Turned over on downs for the DC Everest Evergreens. Just like we saw last week, the DC Everest defense has bailed out this team a lot so far in this young season. And out at quarterback, here comes Mike Nicholas. Nicholas was going to see playing time this season, even though Nick Sierakowski was designated the starter. Sierakowski went out with that twisted ankle in the second quarter of the opener last week. Opening play is a pitchback to Wyatt Brown. Brown breaks a tackle, has room. He's into the clear. 30, 35, 40, out across the 45-yard line, roped down from behind. Big game. Wyatt Brown ahead for 18 yards on the first play from scrimmage and a first down for the Evergreens. DC Everest football brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Nicholas is under center. Quick pass out to the flat. It's complete. Across midfield to the 45-yard line. It's a gain of 6 or 7 for the Evergreens. Kyle Zableski made the catch in the flat. A nice confidence-building pass. Give Nicholas an opening pass play where it's a short pass into the flat and then let the receiver use his feet. Zableski gains 7, so it's 2nd and 3. Evergreens moving the ball well. Backs the I formation. Nicholas under center on 2nd down. Here's a handoff up the middle, and again, more yardage for Wyatt Brown. Brown's across the 45, down to the 40. He's got a first down. Wyatt Brown must have been frustrated in that opening week game against Stevens Point. Only 27 yards. One more carry, and he may surpass that total. Evergreens have moved the ball into Rapids territory. 8:45 to play in a scoreless first quarter. 1st and 10. Nicholas again under center. Wyatt Brown, second man through, got good blocking. Tries the far side. Didn't quite get to bounce it outside, but he's down to the 36-yard line. A first down gain of 4 yards. We talked in our pregame interview that first down was such a struggle against Smash that to see the Evergreens be able to move the ball on first down is already a positive change. This is turning into a nice drive for the Evergreens. Started back at the 24-yard line, and now they've moved to the Rapids 36. 2nd down. First time we've seen this set. There's just one receiver. Here's a pitch in the backfield. Eludes a man. Wyatt Brown headed towards the sideline. Out of bounds. A yard short of the first down. So Wyatt Brown's been a workhorse here. Give him 5 more yards. 3rd and 2 coming up. Evergreens have been able to move the ball on this first series against Wisconsin Rapids. DC Everest football brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. They're more than a hardware store. A team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. On 2nd and short, you have a lot of options. Receivers either side, Everest will pass. Pass goes out to the flat. It's caught right at the sticks. I believe forward motion is going to be enough for a first down. Zach Becker made the reception. This will depend on the spot. I thought with forward progress he got the 30-yard line on a first down. That's not where the ball is spotted. It's spotted 4th and maybe half a yard. Evergreens are going to go for it. I thought he got to the sticks and was pushed back. But nope, that's where it's spotted. Spotted just inside the 31-yard line. And the Evergreens are going to need to get close to the 30. DC Everest with a 4th and short coming up will take a timeout to discuss their play selection. We'll take a break too, back in 30 seconds. We're in the first quarter, and there's no score between DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and we're at Steam Stadium in Schofield for the DC Everest home opener after dropping their Week 1 decision on the road to Smash 21-0. Wisconsin Rapids got a big kickoff return. They started all the way at the 30-yard line, but went 3 and out, turned the ball over to the Evergreens on downs after failing on a 4th down try. The Evergreens have moved the ball from the 24-yard line now to the Rapids 31. So this is a nice, positive yardage opening drive. But on 4th down, they'll need a half yard to keep it going. Full house backfield. Nicholas hands off to the 3rd man through. Up the middle, 1st down yardage for Wyatt Brown. Brown needed only a half yard, and he got three. He blasted right up the middle down to the 28-yard line. The Evergreens convert on fourth and keep the drive going. Everest Football, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Everest offense has been resurrected so far in this first quarter. Hand off to the first man through. That's the fullback. I believe that's Mason Hagenbusher carrying.
That ball was carried by number 96.
He's got a gain of 4 yards there.
That play by Jake Fiegel.
That was Brett Nowitzki carrying, who sometimes plays defensive lineman in there as a fullback this time. Down to the 24-yard line, it's second and six. This has been a time-consuming ball control drive, too. 6:45 to play in this first quarter. And still the Evergreens' first possession. Wyatt Brown with the handoff. Got blocking. Got the quarter to the 10, to the 5, to the house. Wyatt Brown with a 24-yard touchdown run. And if you're the Rapids defense, that was a little too easy. Wyatt Brown gives the Evergreens their first points of the season, so they're off the schneid there. And the Evergreens look like they may be setting up to go for two here. See if they shift into a kick formation or if they do indeed go for two. They're bunched up. This is going to be a two-point try. And yes, it's a quick snap, and we've got a whistle. We're going to have some kind of illegal formation. I don't think the Evergreens had enough men up on the line of scrimmage. And let's see what the call is here. This is going to be some kind of procedure against DC Everest. In this two-point formation, they had linemen bunched up at the far side of the field, and the snap came to the near side. And actually, the call is delay of game against DC Everest. And they're going to walk off 5 yards here on the point try. Actually, the official has not assessed the penalty yet. Wonder what's going on here. And now the Evergreens will back up 5 yards. Wyatt Brown's 24-yard touchdown run, giving the Evergreens the 6-0 lead. See if now with the 5-yard penalty they still go for two. I don't see the kick team out there. So this would be a two-point try from about 7 yards beyond the goal line, if that's what the Evergreens want to do. And one of the Evergreens coaches, I think that's Luke Coonan out there, the head coach, looking for a long explanation from the officials. Question here, it seems like, about when the ball was ready to play and when the 25 seconds that you have to get the play off would start. I do see Kyle Kurtenbach out there, the Everest place kicker, and yeah, the Evergreens are, instead of going for two here, are going to try for one. And it'll be 5 yards back from where it would normally be. So this is a 25-yard try for a point after touchdown. Kyle Kurtenbach will kick out of the hold of Mason Hagenbusher. And there is the snap. It is a low snap. Kick to the uprights is no good. Wide left. 6:36 to play, first quarter. DC Everest 6, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Back in 1 minute. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 90. Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens have mounted a 76-yard touchdown drive on their first possession of the game, capped off by a 24-yard touchdown run from Wyatt Brown. Missed the extra point, though. 6-0. DC Everest football sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Getting ready for a fall hunting trip? Stop by Baseman's for great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor setting. Baseman's, a trusted name for 60 years. Sorry, I cheated them of 2 decades. Baseman's, a trusted name for 80 years. Glad to have Baseman's with us as a DC Everest sponsor. Kickoff to Wisconsin Rapids, a line drive kick back to the goal line. Taking it up here is Logan Botcher. Botcher again has a hole and again breaks into the clear across the 30, the 40. Roped down from behind by the Everest kicker with a saving tackle close to midfield. Well, the Evergreens are going to want to get that cleaned up. There is a penalty marker, though, all the way back at the 15-yard line, and a big Wisconsin Rapids return is about to be wiped out. Looks like they're going to get Rapids for some kind of illegal block or a block in the back. Wisconsin Rapids opened this game with a 70-plus yard kickoff return. The offense, though, couldn't move the ball, even though they started with a very short field. They would have the ball out by midfield, but instead this is coming all the way back, holding against Wisconsin Rapids on the kickoff return. And that's a spot foul, so it's going to be half the distance to the goal line. And the Raiders, who are unable to move the ball on their first possession, are going to start in the shadow of their own goalpost here. We're glad you're starting your Labor Day holiday weekend with us. Game two of our Fox Sports Wisconsin doubleheader today. Earlier you heard Wausau East in their home opener at Tom Field against Marshfield. I think the Lumberjacks are improved this year. Maybe a year or two away from being above 500. Jason Wernick back at quarterback. Receivers to either side. Logan Botcher is in the backfield. And again, Wisconsin Rapids without their leading running back. They try the option here. Quarterback keeps it. Breaks a tackle. Tries to cut it up inside. And down he goes. Brady Burrell with the stop. Still a gain of 6 yards on first down. As Jason Wernick was a little bit crafty here. Again, if you missed us at the opening of our broadcast, Nick Sierakowski, the Evergreen starting quarterback, not playing today. Injured ankle in the season opener. And Wisconsin Rapids is without Ryan Duxbury, a big fullback who brought a big load in their opening week win against Wausau East. He ran for 254 yards and 4 touchdowns, but was injured late in the fourth quarter of that game and is not on the field today. Here's second and three. Jason Wernick is under center. Rapids looking to run that option. Man in motion. It's a handoff to the fullback. He breaks into the secondary. He's got a first down out across the 20 and to the 25-yard line. First man through there was handling the ball. Tim Rittenhour is forward for first down yardage. So that's the first time the Red Raiders have moved the sticks. And they have a little more operating room here out to the 25-yard line. Tonight's Everest game is brought to you by our friends at Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud sponsors of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Evergreen scored on their first possession and lead Wisconsin Rapids 6-0. Quarterback right up the middle. Forward yardage for 6 or 7 yards before Jason Wernick is brought down. Cody Cocker made the stop. But it's an 8-yard gain on first down. Spot the ball at the 34-yard line. So Rapids has looked much more effective on this second drive than they did on the first. And the Red Raiders already know they're going to have to score points because their defense struggled on Everest's first possession. Here's second and two. See if Rapids opens up the offense here. Got a lot of options when it's second and short. Everest have 7 men up front. Here's a handoff up the middle. Yeah, they didn't open it up much. But the forward push is enough for a first down. In fact, the pile is moving forward across the 40 out to the 41-yard line on the quarterback keeper. That was Jason Wernick who carried. Wernick needed 2, gained 5. Through the Evergreens, the concern there is that the Wisconsin Rapids offensive line won the battle at the line of scrimmage against the Wisconsin Rapids defense, against the Everest defense. Rapids is big up front. Evergreen's defense was solid last week. They gave up 21 points, but two of those touchdowns came on short field, one of them after a turnover. Quarterback fakes, play action, looking to pass. He's got the man and dropped out of bounds. The receiver streaking down the near sideline had a step on Kyle Kurtenbach, who was defending there but was unable to make the catch. Even if the receiver was able to make that catch, I'm not sure he would have gotten a foot down in bounds, as that pass was down along the far boundary. So it's a long incompletion, second and 10. That was Jeff Othschild, who was the receiver, and Othschild again lines up on that far wide side of the field. He's the single wing for the Red Raiders here. Second and 10 at the 41. Quarterback option. Quarterback keeps, turns it upfield, breaks a tackle, and gets across the 50-yard line, and he's got first down yardage. Quarterback was hurt, looking around like he thought he was pulled down by his face mask. There is no flag. It's a gain of 10, and I believe it's first down yardage on the quarterback keeper. Looking at the sticks across the far sidelines, and Officials are eyeing it, and yes, it's a first down. Everest football, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. It's a drive that started back at the 15-yard line. Rapids has moved forward 36 yards so far. They've got a first down now. They're on the Everest side of the field. 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. Evergreen 6, Rapids nothing. Quarterback, handoff up the middle, breaking a tackle and falling forward. Cam Rutenauer carrying. Rutenauer's got a gain of 3 yards, 4 yards to the 45-yard line. You can see right away when you're trying to defend the option of Wisconsin Rapids. Assignment football on defense is critical. Missed tackles will kill you. That play could have been wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Instead, it wasn't. And it goes forward for a first down. It goes forward for 4 yards. Could have been no gain. All right, here's a new formation. Wisconsin Rapids puts two receivers out to the far side. Back in motion, quarterback keeps up the middle, spins, breaks a tackle, and goes forward for first down yardage. Jason Wernick was going to be stopped up at the 41 or 40-yard line. Instead, he spins forward to the 38. It's a gain of 7. Avery Allard is on the stop for the Evergreens, but again, he's the second man on cleanup duty there. When the Evergreens defense finally gets off the field, hopefully they don't give off points, that's got to be a message. That's got to be a coaching point when they come over to the sidelines. The missed tackles are going to eat you alive against this team. 2.5 minutes to play, first quarter. And Jason Wernick leads his team up to the line of scrimmage. Again, two receivers out to the wide side of the field. See if they throw out of this set. Fake the throw, hand off up the middle. This play is bottled up. Forward momentum. Cam Radnauer is forward for 3 yards. He was met at the line of scrimmage. But he's such a big kid that he still fell forward for a gain of 2 or 3. Yeah, give him 3 yards there. Tim Ridenour. Looks like he will get many of the carries that were going to go to Ryan Duxbury, who is injured and not playing. 2nd and 7. Rapids huddles up here. Evergreens need a stop here to try and derail this Wisconsin Rapids momentum. Evergreens had a long drive when they had the ball, and Wisconsin Rapids is answering them. Quarterback looking to pass. Didn't like what he saw with his receiver, and he swarmed under for a sack. Jason Wernick pulled that ball down, and he had 2 or 3 Evergreens coming right up the middle. That charge was led by Mike Plaza. It's not a big loss. It's a loss of 5 yards. But it brings up 3rd and long, and it gives the Evergreens their best chance in this drive to get off the field and make a defensive stand. Back to the 40-yard line. Rapids needs the 28 to keep the drive going. So a big 3rd down play coming up. We're sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. See if the Evergreens have another big play here. Wisconsin Rapids may be forced into a pass here, and that's not their bread and butter. Instead, it's a quarterback pitch. Logan Botcher. Botcher's in the backfield, unable to turn it up, and swarmed under DC Everest defense. Wes Roth was there. He had an interception in opening week and blew up that play for a loss of 4 or 5 yards. 4th down. 4th and 16. And Wisconsin Rapids is going to punt. We are under a minute to play in the first quarter, and the Evergreens come up with a stop. Back to receive this kick is Mason Hagenbusher, and there's the snap, and this is a good punt. A spiraling high kick, fair catch called for at the 11-yard line. And the Evergreens will start there with only 10 seconds left. Kyle Zableski secured that high and good punt. And the Evergreens will start back in their own end. The Evergreens drove 76 yards on their first possession. And a pretty nice start for quarterback Mike Nicholas, senior, getting his opportunity with Nick Sierakowski injured. This game is all Mike Nicholas's. Just 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and the Evergreens will get probably this one snap before we take a break and change sides. Nicholas is under center. One receiver out to the wide side, and Wyatt Brown is his one man in the backfield. Draw up the middle. Brown gets a quick block, moves forward to the 16-yard line, 2 or 3 yards there. And that's where the first quarter will come to an end. Second and 7 after we change sides. End of one, it's DC Everest 6, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Opening night from Steam Stadium, this is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We are back at Steam Stadium, where we're ready to start the second quarter on a beautiful night for high school football. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens have a second and 7. They're at the 16-yard line, trying to build on the 6-0 lead. From the I formation, quarterback Keith got some pressure from behind, throws over the middle, complete first down yardage. Zach Hoffman dragging across the middle. He was closely defended, too. That was a pinpoint accurate pass from Michael Nicholas. In fact, the most impressive pass from Nicholas so far of the season. A gain of 13 yards out to the 29-yard line, and the Evergreens have a first down. So far, the Wisconsin Rapids defense has not stopped DC Everest. On first down, handoff up the middle, fumble. Ball is loose, recovered by Wisconsin Rapids. Brett Levitsky was carrying the ball, and Levitsky fumbled it. You can see it just standing there on the turf, and one of the Wisconsin Rapids defenders falls on it at the 36-yard line. First turnover of the ball game committed by the Evergreens, and Wisconsin Rapids will come out with a short field. They're going to take over at the DC Everest 36-yard line, 11:35 to play in the half. Wisconsin Rapids had a long return on the opening kickoff of the ball game. They started at the 30-yard line in the Evergreens territory. Could not pick up a first down. So the Evergreens defense has been put in this tight spot once before, having to defend a short field, and was successful. See if they can do it again. Now that 6-0 lead looks a little precarious. Rapids sends two receivers out to the far side, and quarterback Jason Wiernick is under center. See if they run the option here. They've had some success going right up the middle. Fake, quarterback keeps, cuts it up, and they didn't have contain on the outside. Wiernick turns it upfield. He has 10, 11 yards. First down gain on first down. Picks up 11 and moves the ball on DC Everest.
And on that tackle for the Evergreens, Mike Plaza.
Now, to explain what we talk about assignment football, when you're defending the option that Wisconsin Rapids runs, the defenders are assigned to specific men, not the football. You have to defend your man and make it unappealing to have the ball pitched to your man. And no one had the quarterback there. And Jason Wiernick, who's been the leading rusher so far for Wisconsin Rapids, was able to get 11 yards. He's audibling here at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the near side. Handoff right up the middle. This is bottled up. Little or no gain there. Carrying the ball there was Eric Riednauer, and he's only got a yard or two. Let's see. You know what? They spotted the quarterback on the previous play for 9 instead of 11 yards. Riednauer's gain was short, only a yard or two, but it was enough to pick up the first down that I had given the Raiders on their last play. Now it is first down, and the ball sits at the 26-yard line. The same formation as before. Two receivers to the near side. Got a man in motion. Quarterback looks to option. Rope down from behind. Breaks a tackle and then swarmed under. So Wiernick decided not to pitch and gets only a yard.
And on that stop for the Evergreens, number 47, Mike Plaza.
That was Mike Plaza again, providing the defense for the Evergreens. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Rapids has the ball just outside the red zone after a DC Everest turnover. Evergreen scored on their first possession and then fumbled 4 plays into their second drive of this game. All right, 2nd and 8. Wiernick again sends two receivers to the wide side of the field, fakes the handoff, looks over the middle, and overshoots his receiver. Receivers and the quarterback were not on the same page there. Had two receivers bunched in the same part of the field, one of them was supposed to run a different route. Somebody was on the wrong route there. 9:46 to play. 3rd and 9 coming up. Everest football sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine and Sports Medicine Care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. This is a key play for Rapids because it would be a very long field goal. This might be 4-down territory. with the ball at the 24-yard line. It's second, third and eight. Probably a passing situation. Wiernick is under center. Again, he looks like he's audibling at the line based on the D.C. Everest defense. They've got six men in the box for the Evergreens. Man in motion. Wiernick looks to roll out. Cuts back. Runs into his own blocker. He's down near first down yardage. He's short by a yard or two.
Ball carried by number four, Jason Wiernick.
Evergreens defense did a good job denying the pitch there, but again, Wiernick was kind of left unaccounted for. He is 2 yards short of a first down. They need the 21, and the ball sits... Let's see, they need the 16, and the ball sits between the 17 and 18-yard line. It's a fourth and a long one, or a one and a half. Evergreen's got a stop on fourth down before. Big play coming up here. Same formation that we've seen before. Two receivers to the wide side. Back in motion. Wiernick is under center. Everyone up close to the line of scrimmage here. Wiernick keeps it himself. Nope, hands off to the fullback. Second effort breaks through. He's got the first down. Needed just 1 or 2 yards. And on the second effort, kind of bounced off the pile and moved forward for 3 or 4 yards. First down Rapids on a fourth down conversion.
And that carry was good enough for Raider. First and 10 from the Evergreen 12.
Logan Botcher carrying there. And the drive continues. Of course, this drive possible because of an Evergreen's fumble. 8.5 minutes to play in the half at 6-0. D.C. Everest High School Football is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the sports medicine experts at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. First and 10, ball's briefly loose. Pile up underneath. Who's got it? I believe Wisconsin Rapids has fumbled. Maybe a problem with the exchange. It looks like they've recovered, and they're going to keep
there
the football.
There was a fumble on a play. It was picked up by number four.
Yep. In fact, the quarterback who had trouble with that exchange, Jason Wiernick, went down and fought for it. The ball stays right at the original line of scrimmage, second and 10.
No gain to play, bringing
so
up
Wisconsin Rapids has had short field twice. Turn the ball over once. Still trying to see what they do with it here. Wiernick went over to the sideline to get this play and now comes back up to the line of scrimmage. Evergreen's defense, at least for now, trying to make that 6-0 lead stand up. One receiver to the near side. Quarterback keeps it. Nope, hands off to the big fullback, and it's a short gain there. Jim Rutenauer forward for 2 or 3 yards. He gets to the 10. It's going to be 3rd and 7. You know, the field goal is not a big part of the high school football season. You can go an entire year and see a team try just 2 or 3 or 4 field goals. If the Evergreens can get a stop here, I wonder what Wisconsin Rapids would do. Wisconsin Rapids is going to take a timeout to talk over this 3rd and 7 play. We'll take a timeout, too. 7:01 to play in the half. Evergreens 6, Red Raiders nothing. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. D.C. Everest High School Football brought to you by Tulusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. We're also sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Takes a team to get our high school football games on for these doubleheaders. We thank Spencer Loomis, who will update us with our scores at halftime. And our sister station, WSAU's Larry Lee here in his own way, helping to get our broadcast on the air tonight. Our Fox Sports Radio team on the home opener for D.C. Everest here at Steam Stadium. Rapids is spending their first timeout here, and the entire offense went over to the sideline and is now coming back out to the line of scrimmage. The situation is 3rd and 7. Rapids is in the red zone. They're at the Everest 10-yard line. They need to get in between the 2 and 3 for a first down to keep this drive going. A drive that started with a short field back at the 36-yard line after an Evergreens fumble. And since this is a gift situation, you get the feeling Rapids needs to come away with points here. This has been their most impressive drive of the game. Third down, quarterback looks to run the option, strung out towards the sidelines. He stops short of the first down. Wernick is written down at the 5-yard line. It's going to be fourth and two. Yeah, fourth and two or a long one. Kyle Kurtenbach took the legs out from underneath the quarterback. Here comes fourth down. It'll be fourth and two and a half. Try the field goal or try and go for it? Do you want points on the board or do you want to go for pay dirt? Quarterback is going over to the sidelines to get a play from his coach. They're going for it here. Jason Wernick stays on the field. Fourth and two and a half. The ball sits at the 5, and the first down sticks is between the 2 and 3 yard line. Big defensive play. See if the Evergreens can come up with a stop. They'll put 5 men in the box, looking to see if Wisconsin Rapids is going to throw out of this. Here comes the handoff. Quarterback, keeper, missed tackle in the backfield, goes forward, and Wernick is in for a touchdown. Oh, my goodness, because they had an opportunity to stop him in the backfield, and a missed tackle. Been too many missed tackles on this drive. Allows quarterback Jason Wernick on fourth down to ramble 5 yards into the end zone for a touchdown on a play that should have been stopped for a loss.
And as for the extra point, will be Caitlin Becker for the Raiders.
Wisconsin Rapids ready to try the extra point. It's Caitlin Becker to try. Kick is down, kick is up, and good. And that extra point from Caitlin Becker is the difference in the ball game now. 6:01 to play in the first half. It's Wisconsin Rapids 7, DC Everest 6. We're back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Today, that number will be 589209.
DC Everest about to get the ball after a costly fumble on their last touch. I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to Everest Football from Steam Stadium. Next week, the Evergreens begin conference play. We'll be right back here for another home game at Steam, DC Everest and Appleton North. And Appleton North, always toughies. Who's back to receive that ball? Kyle Zableski is awaiting the kickoff return. And here it is. Evergreens get a short kick here, bouncing up, diving on top of it, and covering up is Jacob Ringwelski. And the Evergreens will start at the 25-yard line. It's kind of a short pooch kick, so a good job to cover it there and show some ball control. And the Evergreens, who have had the ball twice, drove the length of the field for a touchdown, and then fumbled the ball on their
first
second possession.
Evergreens from their own 24-yard line.
Evergreens have been able to move the ball. So if you get ball control and eliminate the mistakes, Evergreens could be able to get the lead right back. Trailing now for the first time in the game, 7-6. Quarterback Mike Nicholas, under center, backs in the I formation. Single receiver Wyatt Brown, both hands around the ball. Spins, got a hole across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Gain of 7 on first down. You think the coaches talked about not fumbling? Wyatt Brown had both arms around the ball there. Give him 8 on first down, so it's second and short. Everest Football brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. See if we open up the offense, there is movement. The ball is loose on a snap. How could there not be a flag down there? There isn't. So quarterback covered up there. Sure looked like either the Everest offensive line or the Rapids defense. Somebody moved early there. But the ball was snapped. Quarterback Nicholas fell on it. And it's a loss of a half yard. Here comes third and two. All right, surprising. Someone missed something.
Yellow
This is an important play for the Evergreens. Don't want to give the ball right back and give your tired defense another chance to get back on the field. Here's the pitch back, forward four. First down yardage for DC Everest. Wyatt Brown needed three and got four out to the 36-yard line. So the Everest convert on third down, and DC Everest has a player down. One of the linemen who was leading on the blocking there is slow to get up for the Evergreens. Can't get a number there because he's being tended to by the athletic trainer. We do have an injury timeout with a first down coming up at the 36-yard line. With this injury stoppage, why don't we take a break as well? A one-minute timeout. 4:51 to play until halftime. Wisconsin Rapids 7, DC Everest 6. We'll give you an update on this injury after we come back from our break. This is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
And the last carry by Brown was good enough for an Evergreen first and 10 from the
injured Evergreen yards. Was running back Wyatt Brown, who just carried the ball for the first down. I thought it was one of the linemen who got tangled up underneath. I can tell you that Wyatt Brown was able to come off the field under his own power. He has to sit out at least a play. Let's see if he gets back in there later on in the series. First down at the 36-yard line. Evergreen's already playing without quarterback Nick Sarakowski. Here's a handoff up the middle, stopped at the line of scrimmage, and pushed back for no gain. Nathan Reedy carry. Reedy coming in Brown's place. Second and 10.
No gain in the play, bringing up second.
Reedy comes out. Does Wyatt Brown come back in? No, not yet. The running back who's back there now is Brady Burrell. Quarterback Mike Nicholas under center. He's got receivers to either side. And here's the handoff. Big hole up the middle, breaking into the clear. Here comes Nathan Reedy again. Reedy might go all the way down the sidelines. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, D.C. Everest. Bottled up for no gain, and then a 64-yard touchdown run from Reedy to give the Evergreens the lead. Reedy had a huge hole up the middle and then busted it out on the far sideline with a good cutback to take that ball to the house. Evergreens will go for two after missing the earlier point after conversion. So Reedy has given the Evergreens the lead back with 3:53 to play in the half. Very nice run. And props to the offensive line for opening up that big hole. Evergreens now shift into kick formation. Kyle Kurtenbach is going to try the extra point. No two-point conversion here. This kick is up and good, making the score 13-7. 3:53 to play in the half. We'll take a break. This is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Again, your 50-50 ticket was 5-8-9-2-0-9. $200 to the lucky winner.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. We have just seen our third lead change. Evergreens led 6-0. Rapids led 7-6. And now the Evergreens are back on top 13-6 after a 64-yard touchdown run from Nathan Reedy, who saw his first two touches of the game after Wyatt Brown went out for an injury. I think we're going to see Wyatt Brown back. At halftime, we'll look at tonight's high school scoreboard with Spencer Loomis. Scores and schedule sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue, Walsall. Make your house a hearing house. That comes up in just 3 minutes and 53 seconds of play. Evergreens ready to kick off to the Red Raiders after that impressive long run to put DC Everest back in the lead. Kurtenbach's kick goes all the way back to the goal line. See if the Evergreens have better kickoff defense here. Yes, they do. This ball is returned only to the 20, out to the 23-yard line. Logan Weemy on the return. And Rapids at least will have to start with a long field. This is Rapids' fourth possession of the ball game. And the other three prior possessions, two of them, started in D.C. Everest territory. Once thanks to a long kick return, and once thanks to an Evergreen's fumble.
Giving the Raiders first and 10 from their own.
They'll begin at the 23-yard line, first down. Evergreen's defense was able to force a punt last time. See what they can do here. The defense has been a little up and down so far in this game. Here comes Jason Wiernick out to the line of scrimmage. Wiernick has that option formation, tries the near side. Wiernick keeps it himself, cuts through the seam, sheds one tackle, sheds another tackle, and he breaks into the clear. Missed tackles leading to a big gain here. Wiernick's across the 40, 50, still going, and out of bounds across the 40 and the 35-yard line. So that's the quarterback gashing the D.C. Everest defense for 38 yards. And again, it looked like Wiernick was going to be wrapped up 3 or 4 yards across the line of scrimmage. Missed tackles. Kill you. Right to the 36-yard line. As Wisconsin Rapids took just one play to flip the field on this D.C. Everest defense. Instead of being bottled up in their own end, now the D.C. Everest defense will be back on their heels a bit. Evergreen's football is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. It's first and 10. Option formation again for Wiernick. Hands off. Nope, keeps it himself. Short gain here.
The ball is handed off to number 34.
Tim Ridenour. Not much there. Ridenour gets 1 or 2 yards.
Number 36, Cody Cochran.
Enough of the Evergreen's defenders stayed at home there. It's only a gain of 1.5 yards. Cody Cocker made the stop. Joel Dack subs in for D.C. Everest, and Brady Burrell comes out in this defensive set. Second and 9. You make things so much easier for your defense when you're able to keep a team contained on first down. And that's what the Evergreens have done here, second and long. See if Rapids is forced into a throwing situation. I'm not sure. Has Wisconsin Rapids completed a pass in this game? If they have at all, it's only once. They try to grind this ball out. Ridenour breaks a tackle. He goes forward again. A gain of 8 or 9 yards. We've got a penalty down behind the play. Not sure what this is going to be. This is going to be some kind of personal foul. Ridenour is forward for 9 and a first down, but there's a penalty 5 or 6 yards behind where Ridenour was tackled. So someone is going to get called for a personal foul here. And I'm not sure which way this is going to go. Waiting for an indication. It is Wisconsin Rapids that appears to be backing up. Personal foul against Wisconsin Rapids. This is some kind of extracurricular activity after the play. Because again, this flag did not come from where the running back was stopped. It came trailing the play. And it's a 15-yard walk-off from the spot of the foul. Now, because that's a dead ball foul, Wisconsin Rapids gets credit for the first down, and we move the sticks back. Referees are sorting that out on the far sideline. We have 2:41 to play in the half. Evergreen's 13-7. And yes, the run was good for a first down. Spot foul after the play, so it's first and 10 still, but the ball moves back to the 39-yard line. The referees got that one perfectly right. So Jason Wiernick will be operating from a little further back than he would have been. But he does get a fresh set of downs because that's what his fullback gained on that carry before the play. First and 10. Wiernick keeps it. Pitches. Ball is loose on the floor. Who's got it? Evergreen still loose. Big pile up. And I believe that Wisconsin Rapids is going to keep the ball underneath. Tanner Heinen got the pitch. Never really secured it and it came loose. Rapids will keep the ball. And the ball squibbed forward for a yard or two gains. It's going to be second. Yeah, second and 9. Evergreen's football, sponsored by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, businesses, inviting you to come bank with us, InterCity State Bank. Evergreen's trying to hold on to their 6-point lead. Minute and a half to play. Clock is running again. Rapids comes out. Soon, time will be a factor here. Red Raiders have 2 timeouts left between now and halftime. Wiernick, the quarterback, is under center. We've got a whistle and a stoppage. Looked like some movement along the line of scrimmage. I think Wisconsin Rapids is going 5 yards back again.
The Raiders will be a 5-yard march off.
Yep, that was a false start.
Second and 14 for the Raiders.
Tonight's DC Everest home opener from Steam Stadium, sponsored by Valley Community Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Their newest location in Cronenwetter, Valley Community Credit Union. Second and 14 after the penalty. So these two penalties have been costly for Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens will get the ball to start the second half. And they'd love to go into the locker room with this lead. Here comes second down, quarterback to pass. Design rollout, lots of pressure. Heaves downfield to one-on-one coverage. Tipped away, incomplete, no flag. Wisconsin Rapids is going to argue that Wes Roth was over the back of the receiver, but instead, Roth just simply out-jumped the receiver and knocked the ball away. Good one-on-one coverage. Wes Roth has been good in the secondary. The interception against Spash last week, we've called his name a couple of times, too. And we've called his name for a team that doesn't throw all that often. Here's third and 14. 55 seconds to play until intermission. We will check our scores for week two. Spencer Loomis standing by. There was one Valley Association game yesterday, and it was a good one. Spash defeating Wausau West, 14-9. Here's a handoff. Wiernick, no, instead of pitching back, keeps it. Turns the corner, but doesn't have much. It's got about 5 yards. It's going to be fourth and long. Fourth and eight coming up. And I believe the Red Raiders will go for it. Brady Burrell with the stop. The ball sits at the 37-yard line, and they need the 29 to keep the ball and keep the drive going. And there's only 30 seconds left in the half. Wisconsin Rapids is taking a lot of time to get this play in. It is fourth down. They may just run this down and take the penalty instead of running a play that would give the ball back to the Evergreens. That's what they're going to do, or they'll take a timeout here. There's only 10 seconds left in the half now. And the clock stops with 7 seconds left, and that's where Wisconsin Rapids takes the timeout. So on fourth down, I mean, they may heave the ball towards the end zone here, or who knows, maybe they'll try a long field goal. That would be an unreasonably long field goal here. Yeah, they're going to try in the final play of the half to heave this ball towards the end zone, see if they can make something good come out of this. And if the Evergreens can successfully defend it, they'll go to the locker room with their lead. It's Everest 13, Rapids 7. Pretty nice crowd. It's not a full house. I mean, this is the start of the Labor Day weekend. So, of course, there are a lot of people who are headed to the lake or the cabin or visiting family members. Last year when we opened on Labor Day weekend, the crowd was a little smaller than what you'd see for a typical DC Everest game. Next week, well, school will be back in session, and we should have a full house when Appleton North comes calling at Steam Stadium. And that will be our live early game. Coverage will begin at 6:30 here on Fox Sports Radio. Second game of our Fox Sports doubleheader next week, Wausau East will be at Tom Field against Kimberly. Kimberly, one of the elite programs, and the team that tied for first place in the Northern Division of the Valley Football Association last year. Our situation here is fourth and eight, 7 seconds left in the half. And I believe that Wisconsin Rapids is going to try and heave this ball downfield. Some kind of Hail Mary play may be in the offing here before the half comes to an end. There are two receivers set to the near side of the field. And Jason Wiernick is under center. Evergreens put a five-man rush on. Here's the snap. Wiernick, three-step drop. He does heave down the sideline. One-on-one coverage. It's intercepted. And that is where the half ends. Kyle Kurtenbach's got some room on the sidelines. He may take this all the way back. Cuts across the 40. The half is over if he's tackled. And he is brought down at the 35-yard line. And that is how the first half came to an end. You know, Kurtenbach is fast enough. If he just streaked down the sideline, instead of trying to cut that ball back, he might have had a better chance of finding the pylon. Instead, the fourth down heave from Jason Wiernick is intercepted. It evens the turnovers for the half at 1-1, and we have reached halftime. Our score, DC Everest 13, Wisconsin Rapids 7. Spencer Loomis standing by with our scores and our schedule on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.